Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the opening of schools for the third and final term. Students returned to class yesterday, with some schools turning away those that have not paid boarding fees, especially. To make matters worse, the learning institutions are also demanding the bulk of the fees in U.S. dollars. Teachers' unions are warning many children may drop out of school as parents struggle with the enduring economic challenges. While government policy says schools cannot prevent learners for non-payment of tuition fees, schools argue they can block those that have not paid boarding fees. As many parents worry about the future of their children tonight, Primary Education spokesperson Tonga Nandoro says parents having challenges must approach school authorities to make payment plans. The question we are asking, therefore, tonight is, have you paid CISA what belongs to CISA? Li Chonanjani Zurugandaba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokuvulwa kwezikolo okuza ngesikhathi abazali abaningi bekhala ngemali yama-school fees. Ekuvulweni kwazo izolo, ezinye izikolo zibikwa zixotshe abantwana abangakabhadali ikakhulu i-boarding fees, zisithi abazele mali. Isikolo eziningi zibikwa zihlawulisa ingxenye enkulu yedola leMelika, kuthi encane nje iyo ezithi ingahlawulwa ngemali yaseZimbabwe. Umbuzo omkhulu esibuza namuhla, ikakhulu kini bazali, ngothi selenelisile na ukuhlawulela abantwana besikolo. Kwaziwai vatereri veStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro nezuro. Zvimwe zvikoro zvinonzi zviri kudzinga vana vasati vabhadharirwa mari dzedzidzo, zvikuru sei vadzidzi vekuzvikoro zveboarding. Kunyange hazvo hurumende ichiti hapana mwana anofanirwa kudzingwa kuchikoro nenyaya yekusabhadhara, zvikoro zvekumaboarding zvinoti zvine kodzero yekudzinga vadzidzi vasina kubhadhara mari dzekugara kumaboarding facilities. Zvikoro zvakawanda zvinonzi zviri kuda kuti vabereki vabhadhare chikamu chikuru chefees nemadhora ekuAmerica. Masangano evarairidzi anoti nyaya yemaschool fees iyi inogona kuita kuti vadzidzi vakawanda vataze kuenderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo. That's what we are talking about this night on your program, The Connection. Joining us tonight, that's our first guest, is Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Zibusiso, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Linda and Vandaleli.
I see a pillar. See, let them baba pillile labo abalaleli. Nguzela pansi mamoyo nzacela wenyuse ipimbo. Kancane ukubana sezwane kanti labalaleli labo evakuzwe. Let's dive in, Zibusiso. Schools opened yesterday and we understand that many of them are sending kids back home, saying that they must, you know, money up front. What's your take on this?
I think this is a huge challenge kubantwana nasebazalini ekutheni i-access to education isisuka i-right yabo isithethe ilungelo labo selithethe kumbe ngathi selincindezeliwe ngoba sokuthiwe imali phambili. Sikhangele umkhonono webizwe isimo somnotho xa kuthiwa imali phambili imuka emuva abantu abayiholi le mali le engama-US. So kusuka kube nzima baba ukuthi abantwana bexotshwe ezikolo ngokufikeka ukubhadala i-school fees. Njalo uma bexotshwa yitheni yokugcina lezifundweni zabo ekuthi ukuthi kokona abanye bakhangelela ukuthi bahlale bebhala ama-exams yabo njengoba kungu-term 3. Khona lokho kuzabaphambanisa kakhulu ukuthi kulifize ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi abanye ukuthi imali beze beyitholi. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi abanye bayahlala nabo-2 weeks umuntu engayanga esikole because ini isiza kayi-raisana. So that's a very huge challenge and I think it's going to affect even the performance yabantwana at school with the writing classes.
Siyabonga ma Moyo Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator weLupane Youth Development Trust. Please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. That's Mr. Obed Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Mr. Masaraure, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. Give us an overview of the situation in schools, Mr. Masaraure. Given reports that schools are turning away students who have not paid school fees, what's the situation like as of today?
Yeah, it is very unfortunate that the responsibility to fund basic education is on the shoulders of the government of the day, and yet the government always reneged on that particular responsibility. We have learners, primarily who are supposed to be in school, who can pay, but the government is supposed to pay for everyone and anyone. But unfortunately, because of government policy, when they claim that they will take care of the vulnerable through a BEAM scheme, unfortunately, the BEAM scheme was supposed to take care of the vulnerable, but every learner in Zimbabwe is now vulnerable. Even at the poverty levels in Zimbabwe, everyone is living in deep poverty and they deserve government support. So what we have witnessed is some learners are so scared to be at the school because they know that if they don't bring the money, they'll be chased away. So when the opening day, we were so shocked to get statistics that were as low as 1%, 2%, 3%. We ended up with an average of 7% for rural schools of learners coming to school. Why? Because they knew their parents were prepared to pay. Today, we got further news that even those schools that would normally attract learners who are from middle class families are failing to be in school. But in school, for example, yes, the learner who is the child of a teacher, a nurse, a police officer, they are trying their best to get the best education for them. They can't be in those schools because the government is not paying their own workers. So at the end of the day, we now have a scenario where the schools are deserted. That's when we insist that people, no one should be chased away from school, but the schools don't take any of that. Well, they promise to pay. Is that enough? The schools need learning material, they need teaching material. We have been speaking to school masters, we have been speaking to principals of some schools. They are concerned that the biggest lecturer at the moment is the lack of teaching and learning materials in the school. So at the end of the day, I'll confirm to you that learners are failing to make it to the classroom. The policy, the instruction, the threats are not enough. What schools need right now is the financial support to get the learning and the teaching materials. It's very unfortunate that in schools, even in urban schools, where learners now are milling around the schools, we've received this report where learners were supposed to be in class are now in beer halls. We've received the reports where learners were supposed to be in school are now taking it to house parties because they can't access the school community. Their parents cannot pay. So they are now being lured by some people to be part of some house parties. It is very unfortunate. So it is a
ndimbo pindira ipapo amasara uri iko imimi se sangano re varairidzi vekumaruva mungati zvinhu zvakamira sei kumaruva vari kudzingwawo here vana uko
no ndikanyenye kuti artists aimire kumaruva chete inomirira nyika yese ndo zvatakawirirana kubatakabva kuconference ya 2020 asi kana mudaudzira zvekumaruva ndakaiti kutsanangurei ndichiti kumaruva vana vacho havachatodi kuenda kuchikoro havatobviri vadzingwa because vanogara varega kuuya zvinoita kuti vagare varega kuuya ndechekuti kune nyaya yeone yatakabva kumasangano yekuti vana vemagrade 7 vanonzi kunonzwa continuous assessment learning activities anonzi makalakala vabereki vakungwasiya kuti anonzi makala vana havakutoya kuchikoro negrade 7 80% haina kudzachadzirwe kuchikoro kuti makala haiti vachatoya kuchikoro choenda kune zvimwe zvikoro kuvanhu vakawanda vaizati panonzi sdc chairperson akudzinga vana zichadzingwa vana havachaenda asi vana vari kuenda vamwe vanenge vashingirira vanosvike nechikoro vari kungodzingwawo saka kumaruva hongo zviri kuwanikwa saka attendance yekumaschools yekumaruva nenyaya yepovhati kuti yakawandira kumaruva vana vazhinji vatadza kuenda chikunyanyanisa ndechekuti zvino varairidzi vacho vekumaruva vanotadza kunge vari muclassroom kuti vadzidzisewo vana ava vashoma vanenge vauya vari kusvika kusamurairidzi mangwana havachadzoki nekuti vanozvaiti kuchikoro ndeve kunotamba hakuna chiri kuitwa kuchikoro kwedu saka kumaruva kune dambudziko rakatokurisa rekuti kwazi mwana atadza kuuya murairidzi atadza kuuya saka changorodongo ekungonzi kwanzi pane chikoro asi hakuna chiri kuitwa chinobatika
Aha, I was not in there. Please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusikuma vachangotibata. Inoi, nepenyiro ye Studio 7. Musakazo Studio 7 njalo sisakaza. Sise America, a voice of America. Lamhlanje utaba isinalo. Ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo sizwa kuthiwa baxotshiwe abantwana abaningi izolo lanamhla kuthiwa imali phambili xa ungabhatalanga ifees ikakhulu i-boarding fees hayi uyabuyiselwa umntwana esikolo kuthiwa hayi hambe etshela abazali ukuthi imali phambili sizalipha ithuba linabalaleli njengabazali ukuthi hayi lani lethule imbono yenu lisitele ukuthi lihlawulile yini ama-school fees kumbe kuhamba njani sibuyele kuzibusiso moyo other guest mamoyo abantu abaningi yebo bakhala nge-fees kodwa abezikolo bathi labo ukuthi bakhona ukuthenga okudingakalayo isikolo zivulwe abantwana kumele bahlawule uhulumende ngakolunye uhlangothi uthi yebo uyakunanzelela ukubana umumo unzima kodwa uthi akulamntwana omele axotshwe esikolo ngakho uthi abazali labezikolo kabakhulumisane ngokuzwa kwakho njengesakhamuza msho bakhona osubazwile asebexotshelwa abantwana mhlawumbi abanye asebehambile ezikolo bayazama ukukhulumisana labaphathi kuyasebenza yini lokho
ekukhulumisaneni lapha uthole ukuthi ezikolo basuka bethi hhayi mina nxa ungela mali akulanto esingakhulumisana ngayo so without proper policies or even an aid i-government eyifakayo ukuthi hhayi thina sizancedisa izikolo ngalokho kumbe thina sizathi abantwana sizabancedisa ngalokho akulanto ngoba nabo kuyafinisa as schools ngoba kuyafunakala imetheriyali yokufunda kuyafunakala if imali ingekho kuningi ukuthi kokhona ukufundisa kwakhona akukho so that's why ababayisi begcina bedimandi ukuthi thina asikhulumisane umuntu esifuna ukuyimali phambili. So indaba yokukhulumisana isuka ingasebenzi ngoba both parties umzali lesikole basuka bengawelelani ekutheneni bathi thina sifuna ukuthi sithole imali ukuze sifundise abantu abo. Angithi ngapho umzali uthi hayi mina imali angilayo. Angithi imali angilayo kumbe okwakhathethi kumbe imali ngizayitholani. Kodwa uthole ukuthi isikole angeke simdalele ngoba sona it's fair to make even imali and also buy those materials that are needed. So mina ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende ekutheni kukhulunyiswane lapha laye ule role yakhe ayidlalayo. Remember there's been an issue of free education. I don't know which for how long. I think that's where the government now comes in. To bridge this gap between the parent and the child, you know, to make education accessible. Because now education is such exorbitant. But I'm not going to go to school. They end up not going to school. They not get school fees. And that takes us to a lot of challenges among the youth, you know, in behaviors. I want to be clear that we are continuing to engage in this dynamic, but just because it's just a thing, so I think Ukuthi uhulumende has to come up with some strategy to corner for them to do the function fully. Kumele ukuthi zincediswe at the same time, abazali, because you cannot expect ukuthi abazali be fork out inkalakatha zezimali and abangelazo and futhi abangakwazi ukuthi bazazireyiza njani. So I think that has to be taken into consideration uhulumende nxa sibili ele speaking ele siqiniseko sokuthi education ibe accessible and ibe free kulizwe lezimbabwe ebantwaneni bezimbabwe.
Izikolo eziningi imamoyo sizwa kuthiwa ekufizi khonapho zithi mhlawumbe imali enengi ingxenye enkulu mpela enxezithi 70%, 80% or 90% kumele ihlawulwe nge-US dollar, then enye le ingxenye encane yiyo emele ihlawulwe nge-Zim dollar. Kodwa njengabazali liyakhala lithi hayi vela kusebenzi kungenziwani pho khona?
Akusebenzi kwamangilenge ukuba i-US dollar leli litholwa ngubani kahle kahle, ngoba angithi thina sizikholela yena le imali yalapha. Nxa isikolo sesizafuna i-80% wamadola emelika kusuka kungabi kuhle and futhi kuze kusikhathi isikhathi ukuze ifizi yangikhona ibhadala, ngoba ekujameni ukuthi uhlanganise imali yena leyo e-school fees ukususa emalini yalapha isa kwele Melika kuthatha yimali enkulu kakhulu. So kuba nzima sibili ebazalini ukuthi kokona i-fees ibhadale nge-US dollar leli thina esingaliholile njalo esingaligwanisile. Kanti kunani ukuthi asibhadale nini ngemali yena leyo esinja esiyitholayo? Kusuka kungathi kuba unfair sibili nxase siqothelana sithi 80% nge-US dollar elivele ngaphi kahle kahle. So I think there has to be a little more, but economy yethu sibili siyabona ukuthi yeyi iguqa phansi ngamadoda. So i-school fees nase sichajwa ngamadola, it means abazahamba esikoleni laba balawa ama-US dollar, laba abangelawo it means ukuthi bona bazahlala phansi i-educating abapricing ebenzi ngenxa yokuthi abalawo amadola lawa yini.
Siyabonga mamoyo, qhubeka usecingweni. And Mr. Masaraure Zwela, please do stay on the line as we take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Sanitizer, never think I'd ever have a yard. Chill from a city.
For those that have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our guest, Mr. Masara Ure. We know kuti muri kugara muchichema nenyaya dzema salaries. Zvinhu zvakamira sei pari zvino? Pane vari kuramwa mabasa here kana kuti vari kuronga kuramwa mabasa?
Dambudziko izvezvi raitika nderekuti twaita ndiye asina hanya. Hakuna ari kuronga kuramwa basa. Zvekutoitika ndechekuti vanhu vakarongerwa kuti havachatarise kuuya kubasa naemployer wavo. Saka varedi zvese isu takatombozama tikati kana makwanisa aendai kubasa asi vazhinji vakatadza kukwanisa. Takakatamara tichiona kuti 10% ndo vakakwanisa kuenda kumabasa. Chataitira kuti panokwanisa endai taiuratidza hurumende kuti pamuri patoti we are incapacitated. Hazvireve kuti tirikukurudzira kuti matiyani isaende kubasa. Zviri kungoreva kuti vanhu havachakwanise kuuya kubasa. Zvaonekwa pakavhurwa zvikoro kuti varairidzi nekubarwa kunyanya vakatotadza kuenda kubasa. Vanhu vaikwanisa kuenda tanovapa kudziro vanhu vanenge vachitogarako. Anongomuka akakwanisa kubhedhlera ofamba netsoko vasvika pabasa voti ndauya. Vaida kuzi vafambe vatravhele vabve kune zvimwe zvizvi vakwira muchovha nezvinhu vakakundikana. Ndopatakatanga kuti hurumende chitipaiwo kushe ye$200 zvayo kuna tisha umwe neumwe zvake kuti akwanise kuenda kubasa tichimirira payday remuna September rekuti kana rakwana tinetani muripo unokwana sezvo hurumende yakavimbisa kuti tagadzirisa nyaya yemuhoro wedu muna September. Tichikwati kugadzirisa kwacho kutipa pre-October 2018 yasvika nyari report. Zvinoramba tichikurudzirwa nevanhu kunzi transport haichaiti vatarisa cost of living kuti mapuraizi akwira nezvinosvika aiyewa atiri kuonesera hurumende yedu transport iyoyo vakambotipa iyoyo yotwiningidza kuti ikwane. Saka tokuti vanhu havasa kuenda kubasa pamvura nekukundikana asi vazhinji vari kushingirira kuti devanga vari pabasa. Asi kana muna September makwana vakatadza kutipa chero fesiti zvayo shoma iyoyo ichiedza kwani chikichero tikakungoonawo commitment yehurumende kuti tinoda mari vakatipa 540 tinoziva tichiramba tine zvikwereti ichishota nekuti munhu aitambira 540 muna 2018 akufanira kunge akutambira 970 o 980 zvitarisa kukwira kwaita mapuraizi
ezvinhuuti
chitikuti hatichida kuobvera imwe. Saka vakazokundikana muna September kutipa mari iyi
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Vama Sara Ure. We are out of time. Regaiti mbo pava tereri mkana nekuti mbo wazafamba. But thank you so very much. Va obeta Masara Ure ndivo mutungamiri wesangano reAtuza. And as we reach out to our listeners, mpenduke kuwe mamoyo ngamafitshane kuinonga kuti ongathanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende.
Mina ngithanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende ukuthi indaba e-free education kudala siyilindele baba, maybe it's that time ukuthi bethi review kumbe whatever policies they need to review so that i-education ibe accessible ingabi so expensive ukuthi kona kona abafundayo ngabale mali abangela mali abasafundi. So I think there's need to look into education and invest into education system yethu kwenzela ukuthi sikhulise isizwe ethu abantu abatsha abalekusasa. Ngiyabonga.
Maybe one more last question. Njengoba kulaba bhalayo, I think in a month's time, or grade 7, or form 4, or form 6, ubona bekhona yini mhlawumbe ukuxotshwa kwabantwana lokhu? Ubona kubaphazamisa yini mhlawumbe bekhona behluleka ukubhala imhloliso yabo yokuphela komnyaka.
Ngibona bekhona sibizi abazayihluleka zabanye ngoba uyamuzi umuntu esithi angitholanga imali yokubhala, especially emakhaya ngapha. Ngemali lezo ezifunakayo, i-school fees ngapha lezo zokubhala nama-deadline lani. Kuba nzima and ngibabona bekhona abazayihluleka ukubhala ngenxa yemali befunakalayo. And indaba yokuxotshwa kwabantwana esikolo sibizi izabaphambanisa njengoba ngingathi laphana esiqalisweni ukuthi khona mentali vele umntwana ngithi uhambe esikolo sithi uyafunda. Xa esefike sixotshwa imali abazali ukuze beyitholi ukuthi bazayithola accessing isikhathi useluzile vele khona phana on isikhathi lama-lessons akhe. So I think kuzabaphambanisa abantwana ekufundeni kwabo, especially these writing classes. This is the time ukuthi they are focused, they are in class, they are preparing for their exams. But instead, they are dealing with ukuthi i-school fees. And futhi njalo baba emakhaya lapho kusanzima, i-cost of living isanzima. Uthola ukuthi abantwana they are just struggling very firstly with ukudla kwendlini, you know. So kusuka kubo-school fees kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. And njalo I think yinto ezaba-affecta in terms of i-performance yabo nxa befithi bahlalela imihloliso yabo yokugcina.
Uko pane imwe nyaya yekuti vanasikana vakawanda vari kudropa out of school nenyaya yekuti vanenge vabata pamuviri. This has been a problem since I don't know when, but it seems it's increasing. What's your take on that?
Ukuthi abantwana bayaphuma esikolo ngenxa yokuthi sebezithwele babo. I think isuka endabeni yokuthi khona i-school, isuka endabeni ye-school fees ukuthi kungathiwa hayi imali kasiselayo kahlale phansi. The next thing umuntu angiyenzayo, you know, sesuka khona lapho kasela nje yokuyenza because an idle mind is very dangerous. Umntwana ukuze agcinakale kumele besesikolo efundise and change that behavior. But uma engasekho esikolo at the age of 15, at the age of 16, you know, they are just people abaphandle lapha who are waiting to cry on this kid. And xa engasekho esikolo, ngumntwana osengozini kakhulu. And ama-pregnancies, ama-teenage pregnancies, they are yet to rise if we continue like this. I-education system yethu nxayini, especially laba abangathi basemakhaya abangela lwazi njalo aba-marginalized and lapho kule-poverty khona, because ngakuthiwa hhayi uswele imali yokubhala, you know, the next thing sesiba ngumfazi womuntu, you know, seyenda at that age. And it's so sad, it's very unfortunate ukuthi we have girl child who is a such risk in the sikhathi esinje.
Hayi siyabonga mamoyo, zibusiso moyo, ungadinwa lakusasa.
Siyabonga lakusasa.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thanks to our guest, that's Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. You also heard from Mr. Obet Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or ATUZ. A big thank you also to our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Livestock The Connection next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.